USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump preparing for another top-level summit, this time with Russia's president. He's expected to meet with Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland next month. While the president is already on a trip to Europe for a NATO meeting in Brussels and a scheduled visit to Great Britain. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul, though, is questioning why this summit is even taking place.
What I fear is you're going to have a photo op. You're going to have the president saying very nice things about Vladimir Putin. He's already done that, so we should expect that. And that, therefore, achieves Putin's objectives without getting anything in return.
McFaul was speaking on MSNBC. House Republicans continuing their review of the Hillary Clinton email investigation with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and the FBI Chief Chris Wray expected to testify at a hearing today. And this is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Court watchers knew he was considering retirement in the fairly near future, but it was a bit of a surprise when Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy submitted his resignation effective the end of July to President Trump yesterday. The president, hours later at a rally in Fargo, North Dakota, using the announcement of that retirement to try to flip a Senate seat to Republican control, as Trump highlighted Republican Congressman Kevin Cramer, who's running against Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp in that state.
Justice Kennedy's retirement makes the issue of Senate control one of the vital issues of our time.
The North Carolina Republican Party pulling its support from a state legislative candidate whose website says God is a racist and a white supremacist. That website is linked to Russell Walker. The chairman of the North Carolina House Republican Caucus says Walker's rhetoric and actions have no place in the party, even though Walker did win the GOP primary. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
President Trump heading to Wisconsin today for the groundbreaking of a huge new factory, the Foxconn plant. The presidential visit happening, though, as the president is still in a dispute with another Wisconsin-based company, Harley-Davidson. That company having to ship some production overseas now because of European tariffs that were sparked by Trump trade policies. At the White House, though, Trump accused Harley-Davidson this week of using the tariffs as an excuse to do something they were planning to do all along. The president also arguing that a lot of Harley-Davidson customers are not very happy with the iconic company right now. His Middle East mission continuing Prince William's Jerusalem visit highlights a unique ancestor buried in the Middle East, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
When he caps his historic royal tour of the Middle East with a visit to the Holy City, he'll be venturing into a long-overlooked chapter of his own family. The prince will be making a pilgrimage to the tomb of his great-grandmother, Princess Alice of Battenberg in Greece, the mother of Prince Philip. Her last wishes were to be buried in a crypt below a Russian Orthodox church in East Jerusalem. The deaf great-granddaughter of Queen Victoria is admired in Israel for sheltering persecuted Jews during the Holocaust. William's visit to the Jewish state is the first official one by a member of the British royal family. I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.